Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sans Pants Radio,
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png.
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 Hey, welcome to BigSoftTitty.png.
It's my birthday tomorrow.
And that's Demi Lardner, whose birthday it is tomorrow.
It's my birthday tomorrow.
Tomorrow kicks off a month-long celebration of Demi's birthday.
It's my birthday.
She'll be celebrating by doing classic Demi antics, like getting away with things, scuttling, a lot of scuttling and skittering around.
But more? More than before? Do you think more?
Yeah, I think
or
that,
like less, I'll give myself a break.
I think that you are not the type of person to take an increase in power and not take advantage of it. So I think you are going to be getting away with more. You're probably also going to be scuttling around more.
You think I'll scuttle? Yeah.
You know,
like growling?
Rattling around the vents.
Rattling, yes.
Yeah.
Growling? At all?
Honestly, I don't think this is going to be a growl-heavy month for Demi, as it is your birthday month, and that means that you'll be mostly celebrating.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll probably be growling out.
Yes.
Eating some more of your celebratory pussy cake.
Yes. I would like...
Putting a candle on the clit.
Yes. Putting a candle on the clit, obviously. I want treats. I'd like treats. Tom?
Yes, Demi?
I'd like treats for my birthday month.
Okay. Well, it's not your birthday yet.
Come now, treats for me.
Oh, boy. What kind of treats would you like, Dan?
Oh, I'm the birthday fancier.
Uh-huh.
Oh, treats for me.
Yeah.
Sugary sweeties.
This feels like it's been going on for years, and somehow it's less than 2 minutes into the episode.
Sugary sweeties for the birthday fancier.
I know you don't want candy.
Oh, I'd love a sugary sweetie.
Oh, my God. My girlfriend is so hard to buy for. I've bought her the same huge Wobby Pop 5 years in a row, and every time she has it and eats it in one fell gulp, and then I'm left with the rest of the birthday month embarrassed.
I want some cinnamon and meat.
No, you don't, Demi. That sounds bad.
Sugared celery.
The last time you had cinnamon meat, you just put the whole teaspoon of cinnamon in your mouth and then chuck some raw bacon on top of the coffee.
Yeah, I'm the meat.
Yeah.
Cinnamon my meat.
Cinnamon my meat.
I want treats.
Yeah.
Treats for me.
What? You don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
I know that you don't. For me.
What is your ideal birthday? And this is probably something I should have asked about 6 months ago. Because I'm reliably certain that I haven't set it up.
Really?
Well, unless you're like into... I mean, how much of me playing Tekken 7 do you want on your birthday?
I'd love some boyfriend victory. I'd really love some Tom yells, you know.
Me going, yes! Oh, I finally got that counter hit confirm I've been working for.
That's so fucking cool, babe.
Don't talk so loud.
Sorry. That's so fucking cool, babe.
That's better.
You're beautiful.
Thank you. All right.
What are you doing now?
Playing the game again. It boots you back to the practice stage after you get a victory online.
Okay. Do you want me to stay?
I don't care.
Okay, I'm going to stay. You're beautiful.
I don't care what you do. Stop kissing that.
Okay, sorry. You're beautiful.
Kissing a big model of me to practice for when I'm free enough to kiss.
Just in your eye line.
Yeah. What is your ideal birthday? Probably you'd build yourself some sort of nest with your spit and twigs.
My spit and twigs, and then people lay the presents in and leave me alone with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you'll be kind of lying on top of the presents like a dragon on top of their hoard of gold.
Yeah.
Or, and this is an interesting take, a person on top of a bed. Do you think the dragons are embarrassed when they find out how comfortable beds are? Hey, dragon, you don't have to lie on top of all that spiky shit you stole.
No, I like it. Okay. I like it. I like this better. Uh-huh. I had a bed. I had 10 beds and I didn't like them. I like this.
Really? It seems like because the tone you're talking in.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Really, yes.
Because you could honestly, with that, you could buy probably the most comfortable.
I know I could, but this is better. It's better for my back.
Dude, you're lying on like 50-cent pieces. Yeah. They're the spikiest coins possible.
Well, he talked back, didn't he? Ripped him apart.
He won't be going to the candy shop anytime soon.
Oh, but I will.
Yeah, you love your treats.
Birthday fancier!
I thought one thing we could talk about today, Demi.
You know the show One Piece?
Yes.
Do you think that 50 cent what piece watches piece 50 my joke doesn't make any sense.
No, it's really bad.
So what do you want to talk about?
What I thought we could talk about today is the Pokemon, because last night the Pokemon that we were to will into existence, because last night we were watching Detective Pikachu, chucked it on in the background, and immediately
I love Psyduck.
Yes, we all love Psyduck. Psyduck is a wonderful Pokemon. Mm-hmm. If you don't know Psyduck, he's the freaking millennial Pokemon. He gets his migraines and he's adulting. And he kind of works freelance and he's nervous, but he's kind of figuring it out as he goes along. And that's why Psyduck is the millennial Pokemon. And also he's a duck. What's wrong?
I'm so disgusted at you. I don't understand any of it.
What? Not that Psyduck is able to, I don't know, kind of keep his head above water, but also he's trying so hard.
Well, we're never going to be able to afford a house, so why don't we just spend it?
Psyduck going home for Thanksgiving and being seated next to his racist gold duck uncle. Anyway, what we started talking about was
Golduck is a terrible. Golduck is a shitty evolution.
I think. He's a terrible, terrible Pokemon. One of the worst. Just a big bipedal duck. None of the charm of Psyduck. And we started thinking, how do we retain the beauty of Psyduck, but still add some power to this Pokemon as it levels up?
What are we doing with him?
We're giving him a gun.
So we give him a gun.
He evolves and he has a gun.
He has a Glock. Yeah. And he... he's always surprised when it goes off in his hand. But his finger is always on the trigger.
He has one human hand now and it holds the gun. It holds the Glock.
And it's always holding the trigger. And he's always surprised when the gun goes off, but also kind of delighted.
Yes.
And he's like, oh, yeah.
His name is either still Psyduck or it's Psyglock.
Psyglock, yeah.
Psyglock. Bang! Oh, no. Oh, God, my Psyduck's evolving. Oh, fuck.
No.
Everyone hit the deck.
Just very quickly pulling on your bulletproof vest.
Yeah.
No.
Sigh.
Press B.
He's just waving the gun around.
Sigh. He's so happy. He's like waddling around in a circle, a delighted circle with his big, big gun.
Yeah. He still has the headaches and stuff, but now he holds the gun and it makes him feel like a god.
Yeah.
Makes him feel so fucking good. Yeah, you can tell that it's improved his mood so much to hold the gun.
And he eats bullets.
Yeah, that's right.
He eats bullets.
Yeah, his digestive system changes. He looks exactly the same, but his digestive system changes, so he eats bullets
he only,
now.
Yeah, he only
but that
eats
means
fired bullets.
Yeah.
So,
firing the bullets is cooking them. So he puts the gun in his bill and he fires the bullets into his fucking mouth. And every time you see it, you're like, No,
Psyduck.
Because he's doing it like the way where you hold it out and then you tilt the gun up.
Yes.
You know, up through 90 degrees.
Yeah, up into your mouth.
Yeah.
And a tear runs down his face, but only because he's so excited about his meal.
Yeah.
But you're like, no, Psyduck.
Yeah. Bang, 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 bang.
Bang, 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 bang,
yum,
bang.
Yum, 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 yum. Oh, are you saying, oh, no, because you're hungry too? Waves the gun.
No, 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 no. I'm full. Oh, full, full. Sigh, sigh.
Firing it into the air.
Into the air, so happy.
Where does he keep getting the magazines? I don't know.
I don't know.
But every time I take my eye off him, he's got another magazine in his weird regular side arcane, and he's slapping it into
You see, this is what you see. See, side click, 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 click. Oh, waddles into a porta potty that he sees very happily with his two hands in the air, and then waddles back out with a full gun.
Yeah. Oh my god. I don't know how he reloads, but he does it every time you look away. Oh man, Psyduck with a gun.
He's so,
so good.
Happy.
Yeah, finally.
He's so happy.
Oh yeah, we were talking about how, yeah, someone is like, yeah, I used my water stone on my Psyduck and it evolved into a Psyduck holding a gun.
Yeah.
And someone else be like, what, that's so weird. I used my Thunderstone on my Psyduck,
yeah,
and it evolved into a Psyduck holding a gun. So I don't know. It seems
so
like
maybe,
all,
I guess,
all roads lead to Rome in terms of the Psyduck holding a gun situation.
But there are some like people who still like they have like just before this kind of change in the environment happens,
yeah,
so that it turns into Psyduck with a gun. Just have Golduck, and they're like, ugh,
yeah,
great, cool,
yeah,
trying to sticky tape a gun to the Golduck's hand. He's just like shaking it to get it off. You just hear like the sticky tape coming unstuck.
Doesn't even understand. God damn. I love this. I love this. I love thinking about Psyduck with a gun. Little waist high shit with a Glock. So dangerous.
But he still looks exactly, he's just Psyduck.
Yeah.
But when he gets his migraines and he's holding his hands against his head, is one of them pointing the gun directly at his temple?
Yes. That's the way he holds his head now. He also, whenever he's trying to impress another Psyduck, he does that thing. You know when you lay your hand flat on the table and you do the knife thing when you put it in between your fingers? He's doing that, but with the barrel of the gun.
He's all right, but wait, is he doing it with the barrel of the gun or is he shooting between his fingers?
He's shooting the table.
Bang, bang, bang.
That's so much cooler. If we ever get a movie, we have to put that in.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me?
A cowboy doing the fucking knife between the fingers thing and another cowboy like, oh, that's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
With a machine gun.
There's a guy who just puts his arm down and shoots either side of his forearm because he only has a shotgun.
Oh my
god. He's like, bang, bang. Hold on 1 second. Bang, bang. Okay, hold on 1 second. Bang, bang.
I choose you, Psyduck. And everyone just ducking for cover in the stands of the Pokemon battle.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Someone brought a Psyduck around here the other day. Sorry about the gym's in a bit of a state of disrepair.
Yeah.
It can weather a Charizard, no problem. But those anti-material rounds. By the way, that's something I haven't covered. The bullets in the gun, incredibly damaging.
Incredibly damaging.
Incredibly damaging.
It's lucky that his name is already Psyduck because you have, like, an action to take in his name.
Yeah.
Like, as he comes out of the Pokeball.
Oh, Psyduck.
No, I meant like duck.
I thought you were sighing because you're like, I'm going to get shot.
It's actually both, huh?
Yeah. Ducking.
Ducking while you're disappointed.
Yeah. God damn, I love Psyduck with a gun.
I love Psyduck with a gun as well. He'd be so happy.
Mm.
And you'd be pretty dead pretty quickly too.
Yeah, it's one of the faster deaths in Pokemon.
Yeah.
I think one of my all-time favorite theories is just that all Pokemon eventually evolve in the Dugtrio way, where, like, if you level your Pikachu up enough, suddenly you just have three Pikachus. all really close together. Very unsettling.
With no legs.
Yeah.
What does a Dugtrio look like under the ground again? Because I know that people drew, like, funny things where it was like, anyway, I'm a big sleek guy.
Nobody knows.
Oh.
Yeah. I think that's the official statement that... Should we talk about something that isn't Pokemon? I'm worried.
No.
Okay. Yeah, no, nobody knows a Dugtrio, which is kind of the... if anyone doesn't know what a Dugtrio is, picture a sausage poking out of the ground.
Yeah.
Or picture a sausage poking out of a wall and then rotate at 90 degrees.
Or, like, imagine the Earth taking a dump three times.
Yeah. Yeah, because Diglett is one of them, and then it evolves into Dugtrio, which is just the same Pokemon but three times, which is my favorite laziness in the entire franchise.
Is there another Dug Dig?
Another
Diglett evolution?
I don't think so, no. No, yeah. In one of the games, they made it so that it was Rock and Steel, and the only difference was that it had a cool wig. It had long blonde hair. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And I think it was kind of like they gave it metalhead hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so cool.
The Alolan one was really good. I think the best Pokemon actually in the entire world is the one in Ultra Moon, where it is a palm tree that can walk around.
Oh, Exeggutor.
Yes.
Yes. Very tall Pokemon.
That's the best thing, actually.
Well, it's also very safe because when that one evolves, the gun is so high up.
The gun is
you're
very,
probably safe.
Very high
Incredibly
up.
Incredibly high
up. When your Exeggutor gets a gun,
yeah,
it's very high up.
Yeah. And that makes you feel honestly kind of safe because at least the amount of time it takes it to bend over and aim at you, you're like, well, I could make it behind some waist-high Pokemon.
Oh, you think it has to bend over? You don't think it can just, like, hold its hand limp and shoot wherever it needs?
You're right. Maybe I'm underestimating.
Yeah.
One thing that you said was like, oh, yeah, what if there's one person out there with a Psyduck who evolves and it just has this beautiful katana? And you're like, well, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
My fucking Psyduck with a gun has a katana, because it's still called Psyduck with a gun, because it's the evolution.
Well, yeah.
Has a katana,
this
no
is the story
range.
Of the ugly Psyduckling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No range.
Melee
no range
only.
Attack, only melee.
Yeah.
What the fuck am I supposed to do with this?
This is so dog shit.
Yeah. But then also the katana shoots bullets.
Yeah. The katana, they pull the gun out of the handle. And you're like, whoa! Psyduck, the power's inside you all along.
They just cut another Psyduck's gun hand off and attach it to themselves.
I can't stop thinking about a Psyduck falling asleep holding its gun.
Oh, do you think? I think it falls asleep with the gun in its mouth, like it's like it's sucking its thumb.
Falling off a cliff and only my Psyduck with a gun can help me, and it proffers me the gun. No, other hand, it's waving the gun in my face.
Say! Its other hand has an ice cream, so it can't give you that one. It's like, say, it doesn't know what to do.
No, it's like, panicking, it's panicking, it's firing all around me.
Immediately.
Because it's panicking.
Gets a headache while it's panicking, shooting itself in the temple.
Oh, also, we have to say that one of the things about the Psyduck with a gun is its finger is always by the trigger.
Always
never
trigger.
Not on the trigger.
Yeah. And it's it kind of has a tick as well in that hand.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, if it doesn't want to fire, it's still probably going to fire.
Yeah.
And it pretty much always wants to fire.
Pretty much always wants to fire.
It makes it feel so good.
Makes it feel so good. It does make it feel like a lord and god.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway, that's a loud Psyduck. Psyduck.
I love Psyduck with a gun.
Do, 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 wow, your Psyduck evolved into Psyduck with a gun. holding out your Pokeball to try and get it back in. It just slowly raises its gun.
It's
you're like,
so happy,
okay.
Though. It's like quickly waddling towards you with its hands out. Yeah. It's got the gun. It's like, like so happy walking towards you because it loves you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It wants to show you its cool
right
new
you.
Gun. Yeah.
Die.
It can't. Maybe.
No.
Maybe it's got like a thing where it sees out of the gun, or it sees better out of the gun, so it's constantly pointing the gun at you to look at you.
There's a scope on the gun.
Yes! It just wants to look at you up close because
it loves
you.
It loves you. Oh, man, Sid, I could tell you I could use something to eat. Sid! Gun immediately at your head.
Gun at your head. Jesus Christ.
Oh, God, not again. your hair's falling out from the stress. You've got acne because you can't sleep around the Psyduck.
Oh, my God.
You got to make sure it doesn't have nightmares or anything.
Yeah.
Just immediately gang, 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 gang,
gang, gang, gang, gang, gang, gang, gang.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. Sleeping with the gun in its mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, we actually did some studies and we found out that regular Psyduck just has the gun inside it.
Yeah.
And then it grows outside.
It grows it, yeah.
But the gun is always there.
The gun's always been there, yeah.
Yeah. let's take a break, Tammy.
Okay.
All right.
You want a break?
Yeah, go ahead. Press it.
What, you're like sick of me?
No, just press the fucking thing. We have to take a break and put it in an ad.
We were on a break.
Oh, get it? That's Ross.
That's how Ross sounds.
You know in the Friends reboot, they're giving Joey a gun?
And you know that Joey's always hungry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, how are you doing? However you want. However you fucking want, man. I don't know. I don't want any trouble. What? Why is everyone acting differently towards me? I'm still the same old Matt LeBlanc. He's trying to get something out of his teeth with the gun.
But he doesn't shoot. LeBlancs. No, they're all live rounds.
They're all live rounds. Yeah.
They're all like, oh man, we locked ourselves out of the apartment. Remember the one where we like, gang, 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 shoots the lock.
Yeah.
Well, he saved the turkey, I guess.
In the Netflix reboot of Friends, the group is back together, a little bit older, a little bit wiser, and Matt LeBlanc has a gun. His character, Joey, also has a gun.
Because Matt LeBlanc refuses to put down his gun.
Five changes we think you'll love in the Friends reboot. One, Joey has a gun now.
Yeah.
Two, the gun is loaded. Three,
the bullet's in the gun, ever so powerful.
Four, Joey never puts down his gun. And five,
bullets in the gun.
Anyway, that's our listicle about what we're excited to see in the Friends reboot, where Joey has a gun.
All of the other Friends seem very rattled.
Yeah. They appear noticeably distracted from the A plot and B plot whenever Joey is on screen.
And whenever he's not on screen, they're all like kind of, you can tell it's been cut. You can see them jumping. They've removed the sound of the gunshots next door.
Whenever someone closes the... Wait, yeah. So you're saying he's firing it off screen?
Off screen, yeah. You can't stop. Whenever someone slams a door, they're all like... Oh,
yeah.
Oh. They're all so...
They're all so scared. Because Joey has a gun.
Oh, shit. All right.
Oh, my God.
Let's take a break. Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Hey, remember E.T.?
Yeah.
Well, that old favorite is back. With a slight new twist we think fans are going to love.
Yeah. what is it?
Him pressing a gun to Elliot's forehead.
Be good.
I'll be right here, pressing it into his heart. You can see clearly in the remaster that he's like leaving a barrel-shaped like imprint on the skin he's pressing so hard.
That's so funny because that is the movie where like famously all the guns were taken out.
Yeah.
Which version did you see when you saw E.T.?
I can't remember.
Because so funny, like,
so long
occasionally you see them, like, they're still doing the action of, like, holding a gun, but they've got, like, wallets and walkie-talkies and they're holding them out.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
It's so crazy.
But they did give E.T. his gun back.
Yeah. And finally, they've gone back and fixed the crimes of the past. They couldn't add those guns in. All the archival footage was lost.
Yeah.
But they have been able to give E.T. a gun.
By the way, did you hear about the VeggieTales reboot?
No.
You're going to love this.
Let's take a break. Man. It's so funny to add a gun to things.
It is funny to add a gun to things.
Yeah. Anyway, if you're noticing a slight change in the podcast dynamic, there's a reason I'm feeling a little bit more nervous recently.
You're going to love the new Big Sub Titty to PNG.
Oh, man. Hey, guys, we're going to be a bit late on this week's episode. Demi went to hit the record button and fired her gun in it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I made an accident.
Our equipment has a few bullets in it.
Yeah.
A few more than last week. It was still working last week, but...
Yeah. So, welcome to Big Stuff Diddy Dot... Shh, Demi. No. Gang, 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 gang.
Gang, 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 gang. Oh, God. Hey, we're sitting right near a half, I don't know, a half or a quarter of a couch.
Yeah. I took the arms off. I took the pillow bits off.
Yeah.
The soft couch bits.
This is me trying to wean Demi off pulling the wings off of flies. I've given her a couch to torture. We're trying to break it down so we can get it out of the house.
Oh, you want me to break it down?
Oh, I'd love that. A boof kit. A boof. Okay.
Well, I've got bloodlust and I love killing flies, but Tom doesn't want me to tell any lies, so he brought me a couch and I can pull it apart till it makes me feel so fit.
A boof kit.
A boof kit. A boof kit. A boof kit.
Well, the couch says ouch and it doesn't like that, and I'm taking it apart like a hat that I take off my head and then I put it on down. My heart is heavy like a lead clown. He falls down even though he's got balloons. Hey, this rap ends soon now.
Yeah, I'm pulling apart the couch. Pulling apart the couch.
Yeah. Does it feel good?
It's hard. It's annoying and hard because IKEA's like, let's make it easy for them. So let's stick it together with glue so that it does fall.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Pull apart eventually, but when they want to pull it apart, it's very, very difficult.
Yeah, right. I don't understand how wood works at all. So this is stuck together with glue mainly, not nails.
Well, it's like they've got like
this is all one solid part.
Well, kind of. They've kind of like stapled it together,
oh.
Which will keep it together. Like they've glued and stapled various parts of it together. But yeah, there's no like nails or screws, so it's like it will fall apart. Eventually, but if you want to pull it apart, no.
How resistant is the couch to, for example, beast mode?
Oh, beast
mode?
Like
if I was to go beast mode on the couch. Just a hypothetical.
Yeah.
If I were to go beast mode, if I were to absolutely
if you were to go beast
Hulk
mode,
out and
yes.
go beast mode on the couch.
Yeah, if you were to absolutely go wild and crazy and beast mode on the couch.
If this couch said like something about my family
yeah.
and I went beast mode on it,
yeah.
would that be helpful? Because
yeah,
I feel like I would obliterate that thing.
Tom going beast mode is sort of like a side character from The Sopranos who someone has talked about their cousins in a way that they don't like.
Yeah. Yeah. So if there's
you
anyone
say whatever you want to me.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to me. Break my bones, that's fine.
Yeah.
You talk about my family.
I'm talking about my family.
You talk about my family. So you'd go wild and absolutely crazy.
Yeah, what I find is that a lot of my problems can be solved by going or becoming beast mode.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. That's just something to think about.
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen it, so maybe if you want to show me sometime.
Oh, you have.
Oh, I have?
Oh,
then
you
no.
have. Finding out, being so disappointed because you find out that I've been beast mode this whole time.
Yeah, and I'm like,
I've just been like a normal guy.
Okay.
This is, what is
Man,
not
what
beast
are you when
mode?
You're not beast mode? Yeah, my secret is I'm always angry. And then like I pat you once and you turn into a fucking worm.
Yeah.
A fat giant worm on the ground. Always vomiting.
Yeah. Oh, one thing I also wanted to talk about, apart from this couch, which of course we can go back to.
Yeah.
Although we won't be able to go back to it if I go beast mode. There won't be anything left to go back to.
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, you want to fucking try pulling it apart? It's really hard.
Oh, do or do not. There is no try. And that's a quote about me in beast mode.
Oh my god.
I'm
so upset.
Wanted to talk about World War Z, a movie we watched last night.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone listening to the podcast is familiar with it. You don't really need to be to enjoy this little tidbit. But we were watching that last night, and a pivotal part of the movie in like the last act, kind of the last big set piece.
Pretty
huh?
much, yeah, the very last, pretty
the
much.
The very last thing that happens in the movie before the ending.
So basically, spoilers for World War Z. But basically, the zombies will not.
We can give the. I was thinking we could give just like the. Basically, he solves the problem, and they work out a way to, for the zombies not to notice the
not
lead character
people.
And people as a whole.
So then he wants them to all. He wants the zombies, a big horde of them, to be in a different place than they are, so he can get through these double doors to his friends.
Yeah, and he needs to create a big sound so they all flock to that because they love sound, these zombies.
So what he does,
they're like
is,
me with music.
He goes to,
I love music,
a Pepsi vending machine,
which is in, and I've only realized this, a top secret government lab.
It's basically the CDC.
Yes.
You know what I just realized?
What? Oh, is it the CDC?
I'm pretty sure it's the CDC.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know what I just realized about it?
What?
The Pepsi machine.
Yes.
Was lit up.
Yeah.
Which means it was plugged in and was using the electricity at the CDC.
Yeah.
So they're using their generators.
Yeah.
Which are also like cooling drugs
yes.
for infectious diseases. They're using them for their electric microscopes.
Yep.
And the Pepsi vending machine.
Yes. So they are just like us, those scientists over at the CDC, because of their commitment to the cool, crisp taste of Pepsi.
Peppy.
But there is that moment where he realizes that to get all the zombies, to make a big enough noise, that all the zombies go like, ah, he just walks up to this vending machine and like kind of jacks it open and then like removes a stop so all the cans of Pepsi fall out onto the floor. But before then, he just takes out a can of Pepsi and and drinks it in the classic profile shot of guy drinking Pepsi lit by the gorgeous front of the Pepsi machine. It's one of the most insane things I've ever seen.
So fucking funny though, dude.
It's so good. And really it's Brad Pitt just drinking a Pepsi.
He's most attractive man on earth.
He's got it turned away pretty much exactly. Right?
You know
like
what?
He's got the logo is pointing to the inside of his hand. So you
actually
can't see the logo. And I reckon that he went to bat for that.
I think that it's probably like in his contract somewhere where he's like, well, I can't like there can't be like shots of me. You know, like clearly advertising something.
I mean, I think it would just have been too far.
Well, I think also that Pepsi can, there is no space on a Pepsi can that is that blank. So I think they just gave him like a blank can. That's the same color as a
There's
Pepsi can.
There's no information. It's a purely aesthetic shot of a can.
Yeah.
So they made a special can for Brad Pitt to drink from right after solving all of humanity's problems.
I need my special can.
It was just like, you know what I need? Pepsi. One of the craziest things.
Yeah, and because I don't think he would be caught drinking a Pepsi because the only thing that he drinks is molten glass.
Yeah, that's how he keeps that body.
Yeah.
And that face.
And that face.
Not to mention that personality.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, we've talked about how crazy it is, but Brad Pitt is one of the world's biggest, perhaps the world's biggest, Marc Maron fan.
Oh, yeah.
He loves not only WTF the podcast and got Leonardo DiCaprio into WTF, but he also, like, loves Maron the TV show.
The only person to like Maron the TV show.
It's so crazy.
And that makes it, and I forgot about that, and I wish I still didn't remember it.
I love thinking about it.
I don't like thinking about it because I really, for some reason, I want to like Brad Pitt a lot.
I really like him. I think it's important to remember. No, it's important to remember that these handsome, like Hollywood stars are aliens, and also that they have weird taste.
I don't know.
Just because he's been an actor for like, you know, decades doesn't mean that he's, I don't know, it's so strange to me.
By the way, I'm not like going into bat against Marc Maron. I just can't stand him.
Marc Maron's fine. It's just weird to, I've watched like 2 or 3 seasons of Maron. I kind of enjoyed it.
I watched 2 episodes.
I kind of enjoyed it.
Oh, it's bad.
Okay.
It was like, dude, it's just, I'll do the show that's just my life.
Yes.
And I was like, well, you know that Louis actually probably like, when he met, canceled Louis.
Yeah.
Probably actually like that's it's not just like his life and the stuff that he does. It's like, it's also funny and like cool.
Well, yeah. One of the things in Maron, I think it got better after in the second season or so.
But it was quite a few episodes that I'm not going to slog my way through.
Completely fine. There's so much stuff in the world, but it's very funny to think of it being Brad Pitt's favorite show.
Yes, that is very funny.
He loves Maron. And it's like, wow, even with all the like adrenochrome injections or whatever it is you're getting, you know, even with all the secret celebrity websites you get to go on where there's just a high quality, you know, JPEG of gold and you get to look at that.
Even with all the powdered Teslas that you're sleeping in a cocoon of.
Yeah. Even with, you know, all that celebrity lifestyle where you type into just a search window, I'm Brad Pitt, and it gives you a big thumbs up.
Yeah.
You know, he's still strange enough and alien enough to be like, I would like to watch Maron to the exclusion of all else. Even his friend Leonardo DiCaprio.
His friend, yeah, famously Brad Pitt's friend and from nothing else.
They are friends.
Yeah.
What can I say?
He's famous for being Brad Pitt's friend. I know that.
Yeah, I'm trying to platform male friendships.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's good.
But it's so funny to think of Leonardo DiCaprio fucking one of his, like, I don't know, 24-year-old model girlfriends. They'd be like, okay, you're going to love this.
Oh, God.
This guy, you know, like
Isn't
getting
the
him into the, him
song?
Listening to the pod.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's probably then what he was listening to in that story about him putting on the VR headset and noise-canceling headphones while he fucked the model.
He's listening to the Pete Holmes, Marc Maron, WTF thing. He's like, wow.
Was Pete Holmes on WTF?
Yeah. It was a really weird, tense episode.
Yeah, it would be because he just stole his fucking whole thing.
this pussy is so slippery and wet, but this tension is really rough.
Yeah, it's like the best way to edge, I suppose.
Yeah, I can't think of...
Is there a funnier show for
anything
celebrities
making it harder to come than listening to the Pete Holmes episode of WTF?
Yeah. I couldn't listen to it. I don't think I would feel like jittery for the rest of the day. I think.
Oh, it'd fuck you up.
I would like as soon if like I walked past a stranger and they slightly raised their arm, I would flinch into the street.
The Pete Holmes WTF would be like your Grave of the Fireflies. I feel like it's something
I think
that
Grave
you would
of the Fireflies
able...
is my Grave of the Fireflies.
No, I'm gonna push back on that.
I don't know. Pete Holmes is like I thought he was such a king for a while, and I still think that like some of the shit he did was like some of the funniest. Like,
he's so funny.
Try the Devil is like one of the fucking most iconic specials for me. It's so fucking good.
Yeah.
And like there are so many. There are like I don't know. Only he could do the bits.
Yes. It is so weird to dip back into someone and be like, oh, you still have like the same personality as 10 years ago and you're obsessed with self-improvement.
I don't think I've listened to his podcast in maybe 3 years.
Yeah. I think I'm probably about the same.
I think
4 years
stopped,
maybe.
Like just before we started dating.
Well, thanks, Pete, for opening up a slot with the man in her life.
Yes,
now I'm her. I'm the Pete Holmes.
Now I'm her.
Ah!
Yeah, I can only have one tall loud in my life.
That's me, famously loud.
You are.
Ah! Well,
actually, that's me, I guess.
Yeah, that's you. I would be loud in almost any other relationship.
Yes.
Yeah. But with the two of us.
Yeah.
I am both the quiet one and the organized one.
That's not fair.
Which is stuff that I would never be in any other context.
It's not fair.
What do you mean?
No, I don't like it, so it's not fair.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm also the reasonable one, I guess.
Yeah. I don't think there's a funnier show for a celebrity to like. I'm trying really hard to think of one and I can't think
Me
of one.
Me too. Okay. Are we talking podcast or TV show?
TV show.
Okay.
I don't think there's a funnier show.
Maybe
to
Burn
like.
Notice? That show with Dennis
Leary. No, Burn Notice fucking rules.
Really?
Yeah, Burn Notice is sick. Maybe Royal Pains.
Oh, yeah.
Which is basically just Burn Notice.
American The Office. There's something so strange to think about, I don't know, Scarlett Johansson sitting down for a watch of, like, The Office and be like, yes, that's how it is.
Yeah, I guess. That fucking Rainn Wilson being a Republican is so funny to me.
Oh, it's so good.
Fucking loser.
Sarah Michelle Gellar's a Republican too.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
No, as soon as you watch that, as soon as you find that out, you're like, oh, duh. Yeah,
fucking obviously.
Obviously.
You know what one does suck is...
Sarah Michelle Gellar has... I'm so sorry to cut you off.
Okay.
But don't you think that Sarah Michelle Gellar is like one of those people you can look at and be like, you have no black friends.
Yes, absolutely. Right? Yes, definitely. Yeah.
As opposed to me, who has...
Who has only black friends.
Yes.
So Sarah Michelle Gellar is like that, you can tell, but you know what one did bum me out is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh,
my God. He's a chef. Shut up.
Yeah. Well, the weird thing is that him revealing, like, I voted for both parties in my life, which is always, I don't know. He's voting Democrat in the upcoming election.
Oh, that's good.
He kind of came out and had to make a big deal out of that because he is the... By some metrics, the biggest movie star in the world.
Yeah.
And so, like,
well, he's very large.
Him making any statement, either way.
Fuck, it's so funny.
He's too big.
Looking at him next to Vin Diesel, because, like, you go, like, normal guy, and then you see Vin Diesel, and you're like, oh, shit. And then you see The Rock, and you're like, oh, shit!
Yeah. The Rock recontextualizes every movie he's in.
How much do you think he weighs?
Oh, my God.
Let me ask Siri. Hey, Siri.
Good afternoon.
All right, she doesn't want to talk. She thought I was just saying hello, but she didn't ask me what I needed. I'm not allowed to ask.
How fucking lonely does your phone think you are?
What the fuck? Oh, my auntie texted me. Won't be looking at that. All right. How much does The Rock weigh?
Depends on which rock you're thinking
about. Yeah, I was just thinking.
Yeah.
118 kilos.
Whoa.
So that's three of me, just under three of me, I think.
I would have thought more.
I would have thought more too, but I suppose, huh.
His life.
His waist is pretty small, I guess.
Do you think The Rock's life is good?
Yeah.
Right? It must be.
Well,
but
I
think he's powered by some horrific... Like, it seems like he's got some combustion engine where he puts in ambition and gets out results.
Don't forget family.
Oh, he loves family. Do you understand what I mean? Like, it seems like there must be... To accomplish that much... Well, for one thing, obviously it takes incredible luck. But also,
I imagine
he works so hard.
I imagine he probably has, like, two... N64 cartridges, one that is muscle and one that is family.
Yeah.
And when he is using the muscle, he takes out the family cartridge and puts the muscle cartridge in.
Yeah.
Because that way he only can think about the muscle. And then when he takes, and that's how you compartmentalize.
That's how you compartmentalize,
Takes the muscle cartridge out and puts the family one in. And he's like, I am Samoan.
I'm Samoan. Hello. Hey, guys, and that was my Rock. What do you think?
That's good.
What's up, guys? Samoan the Rock here.
Samoan, right?
Yeah, big time.
The Rock.
The Rock means family. Family means nobody
gets left
behind.
Or
anyway,
forgotten.
I'm the Rock, and who are you, I wonder?
And so do you think that Lilo and Stitch is set in Samoa?
No, but I was looking for something to say. I did confuse Lilo and Stitch and Moana.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where's Moana set?
Isn't that in Samoa?
I think it's like, well, it's weird.
Or the islands.
Well, it's set. Where is.
Really showing our ass here.
Where is Moana set?
Hmm.
Polynesia, Hawaii, Tonga, and Tahiti.
Ah, fair enough.
Yeah. Because I was like, it's got some of it has to be Tonga, right? Because, like, her dad's accent in Moana. I'm like, gotcha. That's a Tongan bloke.
Yes. I
consider the coconut, right?
Sure. Sure, I guess. How do we get into talk about? Let's talk about anything else.
Okay.
All right.
Consider its trees.
I'm looking at the plants you got out there, Demi. How are they growing?
Oh, they're doing good, actually. I'm really...
Maybe talk into the microphone when you're talking rather than...
Don't make me look at my plants.
Well, I didn't make you. I just mentioned that I was looking at them, and then you craned around 180 degrees and started talking away from the microphone.
One day I can't wait to crane 360.
Yeah.
My aloe vera is growing really well. After not growing for ages, once the sun properly came back, it's growing really well, and it's got a little baby aloe vera right next to it in the pot.
That'll be great. Are you working on any other greetings?
Yeah, the...
Are you growing any hello?
Yes, I've got the hey cunt cactus.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, wow, the salutations, Michael, is really coming in. Not as good as the aloe vera, of course.
Fucking so furious at you.
Of course, aloe vera is its, you know, non-scientific name. Its scientific name is, hello, 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 what's all this then, Vera?
Yeah.
Ithacus.
You're a fucking piece of shit.
Oh, man. Can't wait till this podcast is over. I can go back to looking at pictures of proboscis monkeys.
Yeah.
They're so good.
Anyway, I'm growing tomatoes.
Yeah, how are you feeling about them?
Good.
Do you think you will eat the tomato after you grow it? How are you going to eat it?
Mouth. Because
would you... A snack that I've had multiple times and enjoyed each time that I've had it, and I know we differ on how to and on how and where to eat raw vegetables, but I've greatly enjoyed a tomato sliced with salt on it, and you just eat that. Slice a tomato, salt on the slice, slice in mouth.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think that you're actually mistaking this podcast for your spin-off podcast, The Most Interesting Man in the World podcast.
Uh-huh.
So I think just save that for then, maybe.
More than happy to.
Yeah, okay.
You can also, if you've got yourself a red capsicum or bell pepper, lift that bad boy up, hold it in your hand for a second, think of all the possibilities, and then just bite into it like an apple, okay, baby.
Don't do that one.
There's no
don't
rules. Do that one. No rules, don't and it tastes one. Great.
Hey, there's a reason you're saying bite into it like an apple, because that is traditionally the foodstuffs that you eat that way, and not so much the capsicum or the lettuce, which is what Tom also likes to do.
You can bite into a lettuce.
No.
No one can stop you.
When no, you're but
this tall
you shouldn't
and the only
do
other
it.
Person is quite short.
Mad at you.
It's satisfying.
It's not.
It's so nice.
It's satisfying to
it's
me.
It's nice and it's crunchy.
It's bad and yuck.
Okay, so let's put this out to the podcast listenership, because I'm aware that I don't think I will get universal support across all four of these, but the things you've disagreed with me on are tomato slice with salt on.
Oh, you talking about a slice of the sticky Bartos?
Yes, I am.
Tomatoes.
Yes, I am. And so sticky Barto was your rhyming slang for tomato?
Yeah, because like if you're a bar man who works at a bar or like a pub, then maybe you walk around and you
I love to turn up to my bar shift barefoot.
Yeah, me too.
I'm looking for those extra tips by turning up barefoot or in open-toed shoes.
And while you're shaking their martini, just without moving the rest of your body, lift it, your foot just... It just raises up from behind the bar.
Like what you see?
Right next to your face.
No, not
get
at all.
Get your foot, get your sticky Bartos away from my, this is, you know, tomato.
The tomato with salt on it, biting into a capsicum, just raw. The eating a lettuce and eating and then slicing a wedge of cabbage and just eating that wedge of cabbage like a big
slice of
cake.
That's the worst one.
I think
that's
that one's not
worst,
that bad.
That's the worst one.
I think eating raw cabbage is
nice. That's the
worst
one.
No.
That's the worst one.
You have a phobia of raw food. You
no,
are
I
addicted.
Don't.
Demi, listen to me.
Okay.
You have a problem.
All right.
You're addicted to fire. And you just love the taste of fire, and that's your problem.
Hmm.
Raw food is so nice.
No, it's not. Well, not the ones that you do. You do the very wrongest ones.
No, I do not.
Oh.
The wrongest ones would be like,
wait,
oh, no,
you've given me a lot to think about. Hold on.
Well, yeah, I'm not fucking sitting around with chicken sashimi or something. I'm treating myself to a sumptuous delight. Nature's bounty.
You're disgusting.
No, I'm not. I'm nice.
And with that, thanks for listening to Big Soft Titty.png. Or is this a bonus?
No, this is Big Soft Titty.png. Right, should we talk about... Wait, is there anything else we can add a gun to before we close off? Because maybe I want to... I might want to... Maybe we want to make this the Things with Guns episode, just because otherwise we'll talk about it for the rest of the podcast's life.
Yeah, new breeds of dog.
Yes.
Okay, so...
Yeah. Hey, guys, now the Beagle category is over. We will now be reviewing the best in show for Labrador with gun.
Spoodle with gun.
Yeah, are you picturing it in its mouth or on what? It's walking on the gun.
It's not walking on the gun. It has the gun drawn next to its head and it's running on three legs.
like how dogs point.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
One paw straight out in front holding the gun,
yes.
Yeah, dew claw wrapped around the trigger.
Yes. But chihuahuas kind of, they kind of hold them to the side because it's kind of cool.
Yeah. Chihuahuas got a little derringer. Oh, man. A bulldog keeping a little derringer in its face folds.
What would a mastiff?
Shaking it out.
What would a mastiff have?
Oh, my God. Probably a mastiff. Oh, no. I got lost in my sea of dog descriptions.
What about a dachshund?
I was thinking about a St. Bernard with a little barrel, and then it runs up to you on the slopes, and you're like, oh, thank God I'm saved. And it just shakes the barrel and it's got a gun. Gun to your head.
Yeah. Eat.
He's
pressing it against your skull. Eat.
here. all right. Yeah, that's a good place for it.
Yeah, you done with it? Irish Wolfhound.
Huh?
Irish Wolfhound.
Yeah, that could also have a gun.
Don't you think, like, Irish Wolfhound, though, like a fucking janky old shitty, like, one-barrel shotgun?
Yeah. I'm picturing the English Sheephound, the one that looks like a mop, and you just see a barrel slowly emerging from its side.
What's the best dog to have a Tommy gun, you think?
Oh, gracious. Maybe a Dachshund. Dachshund.
So just everybody remember how Tom said that dog name
now. Have no...
Sorry, Tom.
Listen, it's a sausage dog.
Tom.
I don't care Dachshund. About how it's said. Dachshund.
Dachshund!
You know what was going through my head? Because I know it's called a Dachshund, but I was like, I don't respect this dog breed enough to pronounce it properly.
Apparently
I'm
going to
fucking
properly,
go in for this how it's spelled.
Apparently it's properly pronounced Dachshund. Because people say Dachshund. It's not right, apparently. It's Dachshund. Anyway,
see,
Dachshund.
Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Anyway,
the Dachshund.
Yeah.
Fucking thing's low enough to the ground, it's not going to hear me fucking up its name.
Dachshund.
Fucking Dachshund.
Pulls your pants down, shoots your dick off.
Ah, I was using that thing. Hey, I was planning to piss out that thing later.
Uh-oh.
Hey. Oh, jeez, this is completely messing up my plan. Crossing out piss in my bullet journal. Oh, now I don't know what I'm going to do.
Your
my
what
3
journal?
O'clock.
Gag.
All right, let's end it here.
Okay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.